Nadarnberg, hey Mishnavav. Hamudar Hana Mechaver, Vein Lo Mayochal. If a person, his mother Hana, from his friend, and he has nothing to eat. Nosnola Achel Shematana. So if his friend wants to give him something, he can give it to somebody else as a matana, and that other person could give him a matana. Vahala Mutarba. And the Rush points out that we had this in the past, where if a person was on the way and his friend that couldn't have Hana from him had nothing to eat, so the Chiddush here, the Rush says, is that here we're even in a city, doesn't have to be along the way, as long as the guy doesn't have what to eat, it's mutter to do this. And the Rab points out, there's a chsuri machzor, the Gemara says, that the reason the Mishnah is bringing this up also is because the Mishnah also means to say that this is only if you really gave it l'shem matana to somebody else. But if what you did was not a matana, obviously, that it was hochiach sofu al tchilasa, that what you did, your actions afterwards, clearly showed that your intention was not a full, wholehearted matana, then it doesn't work. And now the Mishnah tells a story. Maisa be'echad beis chayron, shaya aviv mudar himenu hana. There's a maisa, person in a place called beis chayron, that his father did not want to have any hana from his son. So he's mudar hana from his son. Ve'yamesi es beno. Now his son was marrying off his son. So in other words, the guy that wouldn't have hana from his son, his grandson, was getting married. So now the son in the middle was making a wedding. Ve'amr l'chaver, and he told his friend, he wanted to invite his father, the chassan's grandfather, to the wedding. Ve'amr l'chaver, chotzer usudu nesunum l'cha b'matana. I'm going to give this chatzar that they're having the wedding and the whole suit, I'm giving it to you as a matana. Ve'einan lefanacha ela kadei shiavo abba v'yochel imanu besuda. But they're only given to you in order that my father should come and eat by the suda. So he's clearly telling him that this matana is not really a full matana. He's only giving it that his father should eat because his father can't have anah from him. Amar lo, so now this third party friend says back to him, im shaliheim, if it's truly mine, if this is a real matana, hareim heim mukdashim l'shamayim. I'm being makdish all of it to shamayim. Let's really see if you're really giving it to me. Amar lo, we said back to him, lo nasati es shalish shetakti shem l'shamayim. I'm not giving for my own that you should be makdish it to shamayim. Amar lo, so now his friend said back to him, lo nasati li es shalcha el shetei ata ve'avicha oichlim v'shoisim u'misratzim zel azeh. You're only giving it to me that you and your father should eat and drink and make amends with each other. V'yehei avon toli b'rosho. And who's going to lose out here? That's going to be this guy, the third party, because this, he's talking about himself, but he's talking about himself in the third party, not to curse himself. And he's saying that the sin will be hanging over the head of him, meaning himself. Meaning you're using me, but this is really not a matano. So they wanted to know what halacha is. Ukshaval davar lifnei chacham, amru kol matano she'ena shim mikdisha, ena mikudeshes. They, chacham said, any matano, she'ena. Now, it's interesting, the Ran learns that what this means is, kol matano she'ena means any matano that's nothing. Meaning it's like she'ena klum. Shemikdisha ain't a mikudeshes, that the case would be that if the guy would try to be makdish the money, the original owner wouldn't allow it because he's holding strings attached to this money. Ain't a matana, it's not a real matana. In other words, it's not like the Ran says a matana almanas lahachzer. If a person gives, let's say, on Sukkis, a person gives a lulav as a matana almanas lahachzer. So that works. It's really called fully, the recipient is fully the owner because it's a complete matana with a condition to give it back. But while you have it, it's a complete matana. Here, the pshat is he's never giving it over from his own rishus at all. He just wants it to be called the other guys to get around the loophole. But he's still calling the shots. He's still telling the guy that he can't be makdish it. So something like that, where you're still calling the shots, that's not a matana at all. And therefore, it's the guy that's making the chasanas, and they can't do such a thing. This would not be a real matana.